Hey,
everybody out there
in the
line with Coach Emmett. We got Joy here. We just completed our D-League draft. So just quick recap right here. D-League, this is just for coaches that are new to fantasy football. So today, we're just continuously trying to get better with this podcast, doing a little live stream with Emmett and Joy once again. So I need y'all to give us a call in. Got your phone? Number 516-453-6092. Now we've been here just talking about just doing a quick draft recap and doing some things on the hold up. All right, you hear the banging in the back. That's them, that good old pig getting cut up for the red beans. Let's see. Oh, you're live on there.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, great, great. All right, so good. We just got a caller, Joy. She just called in, her and Emmett. So we're going to ask you a few questions. What do you think about your draft pick?
I think it's pretty well. I'm happy with it.
You're happy with the first pick?
Was rookie Kareem Hunt.
Hey, that guy's been tearing up some stuff. So what made you draft him?
Oh, just, you know, Kansas City's a running team, and with Spencer Ware out, I think he's gonna bomb it.
Okay, and I thought it was because your husband was right there sitting with his Kansas City Chiefs shirt on.
No, I don't do anything for him.
Nice. Yeah, because you're wearing their rivalry shirt, their Oakland Raiders.
That's it.
Oh, man, that's pretty cool. Y'all should check them out. Big guy Marcus Allen, his and her T-shirts on. That's pretty cool. All right, so was that one, did you intend on getting Kareem Hunt?
Yes.
As your number one pick?
Yeah, I don't know about number one. That's the way I went, yep.
Okay, cool. All right, so this D-Leaguers draft. We had 10 teams. So is this your first time drafting in a 10-man league? Well, 10-team league?
What was it last year? Was it 10-man league? I think so.
That is true. It's not my first. That is true. You know, hey, if there's no money involved, I really don't pay much attention. Cool. But, you know, let the callers know, listeners know that you won the minor league last year. So, you know, with that, you get to move on to bigger and better things. So today in the studio, I'm going to present you with a championship ring. Hold on. Let me go get that. You're not going to get presented with it just yet, but hold on. Let's, you know, watch it. You got your glasses on. Get a little blinger. You know, it may not be real. You know, don't take that to the jeweler. But, you got to take a picture. And there, too. Cool. Hold up. Let us get a close-up shot. All right, so with that, I can tell you one thing, that the Junior League is a whole lot more competitive than the D-League or the minor league of what you won last year. So are there any strategies that, changing your game going this year?
Nope.
Same approach.
It worked last year. It worked the year before. I'm gonna stay with it.
Okay. Hey, if you don't broke, don't fix it, right?
That's
Or what is it? Run it till the wheels fall off?
That's it.
Nice. That is true. All right, cool. So, you know, with this whole podcast being new for the league, you being new to the junior league, you know, would you like anything to say to the coaches? How you going to want to, you know, get your name out there? You know, you got to let them know who you are.
Well, I've won once already, so just bring it. Let's do it.
Okay. Proof's in the pudding. I like that. You know, either put up or shut up. So this year, you know, is your second year in our league, and you barely beat the clause where we were locking out all the rookies. So the rookies, you know, they cannot talk in a group until they get their first victory. So how do you feel about that?
It really doesn't matter. you know, I when it's time to talk, it'll be time to talk.
Okay, so, okay. Okay, okay. Okay, cool. So, all right. So, with that, I got one more question for you. I'm trying to throw a little quick curveball, see if you're on your toes. Do you have any pregame rituals?
No.
Like on Sunday mornings? You just get in there, set your line up?
That's it.
Oh, okay. Well, let's ask the hubby here. Does he wake up in the morning, hey, who she had any pregame rituals? Yeah, you got to get in here too now. You got to get in there too. So, all right, now with Joy being in the league, so how does that take a toll on you? Does she ask you for your feedback or, like, does she ask you any picks or any suggestions or what?
She does sometimes, but the remarkable thing about it, she knows more about football than
me. Hey, smart man.
Yeah, she's one of the kind young people. There's
quite a
few admired, but she's more dedicated than I am.
Yeah, she came in here and she last year, you know, hey, can't say anything about that. And she came in today doing the draft, and she had a pretty good draft and made some very good comments that I wasn't expecting. So, yeah, you know, I'm looking forward to this year and her getting in here. So, are you going to play any, you know, you going to do any, or are you just still going to sit on the sideline and cheer her on?
Yeah, that's what I do. I give her, because, you know, there's not a these won't let women in.
That is true.
They're afraid of these women.
Yes.
As they should.
Exactly.
So I'm letting her have her time to shine, so I'm letting it go.
Hey, that is true, because I'm telling you, when we got our first female up in our league, and she and I passed the trophy around to you, she's the only one that won it two times. So it's so, you know, it was like a bittersweet. It was like, hey, I'm glad you're in here, but I didn't think you're going to whip our butts while you're doing it. So, all right, cool. So you're a Kansas City fan, right?
Most definitely.
All right, so quick question. What's going on with the quarterback situation?
Oh,
they need to put Mahomes in.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say. So do you think Alex Smith is going to keep the rookie at bay, or he's just going to chomp on his playing time?
The rookie's going to play. They, you know, the Chiefs, they once they get locked on that player, they ride them. They stick with them.
Yeah, and that was – sorry.
They put the rookie in there?
Yeah, it would hurt. Exactly, exactly.
Yeah, I'd rather see the rookie go out there and make his money.
So as fans, that's what you had